Hi. Wow. Okay, I'm not famous. I'm just Jeremy. Hi, I had no idea y'all were watching me do Jeremy Oakey.
Yes, we sure were.
What'd you think?
What do you think? Would Blake Shelton be mad or cuss me out?
I think he'd like it.
Why are y'all out here? What's the reason?
We're celebrating a birthday.
Oh, whose birthday? What is your name? Where are you from?
Esther, and I'm from Irving.
Irving, Texas. Uh-huh. Would you like to tell us what number this is, or is that rude to ask? You're young. Can I give you a hug?
Sure.
Hey, watch now. Hey, a little birthday hug. Hey. Listen, thank you for coming out here today. Happy birthday. And I was really embarrassed. I had no idea. I turned around and then there they were. And they were giving us the thumbs up sign like it was a good rendition.
Ladies, have you been drinking where it didn't matter how he sang?
Yeah, Todd, did you hear? You can hear Todd. He wants to know if y'all been drinking to where it altered whether it was good or bad.
Not at all.
See, aha, they're sober and it was good.
Wow, how about that?
Have a good weekend, ladies. I love you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. We'll be back. The hotline. Is that who I think it is?
Oh, I think so.
Eli Young Band, a little drunk last night.
This is Taste of Country Nights.
Hello?
Jeremy, how are you, honey?
My It is Thursday. You know what that means. It is time for another riveting edition of...
I forgot.
No.
Lyrical Pursuit.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it is. She's going to read you lyrics from a country music song, and it is up to you to tell us what song those lyrics are from. Aunt Bev, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Well, I think I made a few mistakes. Oh, shut up, you two. Listen again, folks. I made a mistake.
You're awful.
We're just blowing off steam, not looking to pick up anybody. So I was going to walk on by. You turned around and we locked eyes.
888-678-9995. What song are those lyrics from? Call now. Good luck. And thanks for listening to another successful?
We tried.
Lyrical
Pursuit.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
She got it that time. I have been dying ever since our pre-show meeting this afternoon. I've been dying to play you this audio to find out what you think of it. Mainly the ladies and the brides that have been up there and went through the marriage ceremony. I want you to imagine being in having your wedding day and everything's going fine. You're going through the ceremony and the photographers are clicking away. Mm-hmm. So you and your... spouse will have wonderful memories from here on out of that special day.
That's right.
And then the preacher has this happen.
Lawfully, and in accordance with God's will, you do now confess it. We're still good, huh? Please, sirs, leave.
He turns around and looks at the photographers, and he's telling them to leave.
Please.
Where do you want me to be?
Anywhere other than here. This is a solemn assembly, not a photography session. Please move, or I will stop.
The bride has the biggest WT look on her face right now.
I will stop the ceremony if you do not get out of the way.
Well, no, I think that they're just so shocked because I'm sure that the bride had in her mind where she wanted the photographer standing.
Yeah.
And now this, you know, goober's going off in the middle of the ceremony. No offense, priest.
Is a preacher a priest? I don't know.
Does that mean I'm going to go to hell?
I don't ever mean that.
Okay.
This is not about the photography. This is about God.
Oh, he just told them. Anyway, so that's what I want to know. Ladies, what would you do? I know. Listen, anybody in my family would have decked that guy, preacher or not. Messing up her wedding day like that. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh.